Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Leo Durocher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Johnson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Hank Johnson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sisell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Walsh. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ed Walsh. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Combs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robertson moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth takes first base on ball four. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still takes first base on ball four. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ma still moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ma still moves to third. Hunfield moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ma still scores. Hunfield moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a pop-up towards short. Sisell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is hit by the pitch. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Derosier moves to second. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. There goes Derosier. The throw from Berg and Derosier is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Derosier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Grabowski and he is safe. Cecil steals second. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg strikes out. Two outs. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Musel. Walsh reaches second base with a double. Cecil scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Ma still is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-1 in the game. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Combs moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-1 in the game. Gehrig is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-1 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Combe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzler. The throw from Grabowski and he is safe. Metzler steals second. Willie Combe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combe is 0-1 in the game. Combe hits a line drive into left field. Out of the reach of Ruth. Combs reaches second base with a double. Metzler scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive towards short. Koenig reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-1 in the game. Musel hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive into center field. Ma still picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ma still. Koenig moves to third. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Durocher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields the ball and throws to Walsh covering. Safe. Koenig scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grabowski hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cecil hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Walsh hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ruth strikes out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Combs. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Combs steals second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Combs scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ma still. Musel reaches second base with a double. Gehrig moves to third. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Koenig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Durocher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grabowski hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cecil is hit by the pitch. Kham moves to second. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Combs hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Walsh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ma still is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, And the Yankees too. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Musel strikes out. One out. Mark Kernick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kernick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Durocher takes first base on ball 4. Ben Pascal pinch hits for Johnny Grabowski. Ben Pascal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Collins now catching. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Metzler reaches third base with a triple. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Metzler tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Com takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Com. The throw from Collins and he is safe. Com steals second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Collins for a passed ball. Com moves to third. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-3 in the game. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Cecil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Com scores. Clancy moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. We'll see more now pitching. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-3 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Cecil moves to second. Two outs. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Walsh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Cedric Durst pinch hits for Willie Moore. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ruth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Robertson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, White Sox. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Metzler. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Ruth scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Mike Gazella pinch runs for Lou Gehrig. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Musel hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and New York Yankees, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.